There's new developments this morning in Pakistan. The Pakistani government agreed to reinstate, just this morning, the former Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. It's a stunning concession to opposition leader Nawaz Sharif, who was heading towards the Capitol in a convoy, threatening to stage a mass protest over the issue after he broke free from house arrest at his residence. Joining us for analysis on Zardari's future, Ahmed Rashad, a Pakistani journalist and author of Descent into Chaos, The U.S. and the Disaster in Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Central Asia. Mr. Rashid, are these really signs of power shifting on a grand scale?
Yes, certainly. I think this is a major surrender by President Zardari. I think he's lost a lot of credibility, a lot of influence. He took it to such a pitch, and so did Nawaz Sharif. Both of them took it to such a pitch that the only way there could be no compromise, the only way this could be resolved was by one side surrendering. And we've got now a much weakened president. His own future is now very much in doubt. And even though there is now an attempt to reconcile the opposition and the government, I think this is going to linger for some time.
When you think about the history of Pakistan and the, between assassinations, military governance, what kind of governance is going on right now with this grappling for power right now? What would you call this?
Well, it's basically a power grab by Nawaz Sharif, which has been resisted by Asif Zardari. But the real crisis is that the two major issues, that is the collapsing economy, which is in a state of total meltdown, and the spread of the Taliban in northern Pakistan and the lack of governance, these issues haven't been addressed yet by this new government that's been in power now almost a year. We haven't seen advances on these issues, which are what is affecting public security and really affecting the public. The public want answers to these questions.
Ahmed Rashid, it appears as though, at the very least, the chief of staff of the army, General Kayani, is going to allow President Zardari in this weakened state to just sort of stumble through. Do you think that the army staying out of this dispute and standing back in the middle of this crisis is a positive thing or not?
Well, I think at one level, certainly the army has not stayed out. It has been very decisive in pushing Zardari to accept the Chief Justice back in power. I think the army has played a very influential behind-the-scenes role. And actually what we're going to see now is that probably the Prime Minister, who comes from the same party as Zardari, the Prime Minister, Yusuf Raza Gilani, is going to be strengthened by the army vis-a-vis Zardari. So we're going to see now the army playing a much more critical role in the domestic fabric of Pakistan, controlling foreign policy through the Prime Minister, controlling domestic policy through the Prime Minister, and isolating and weakening Zardari further. So the army is very much there.
All right. Well, we certainly want to keep up with these developments. Ahmed Rashid, thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.